Episode 6, Putting on the Ritz. June 25th, the Rise and Shine Studios. Emerald's dressing room.
Emerald, look at these comments.
Very favorable.
350,000 likes. That's crazy.
You enchanted them.
And look, Emerald, in the Mail Online, Ballantyne is proving he's more than yesterday's man. He's put the Ritz back in our homes after the forced austerity of the pandemic. More than yesterday's man.
You are indeed. The celestial messengers have been helping you out.
Oh, yes.
Dorothy has been communicating.
Ah, it was strange. I did feel very compelled to do certain things. Felt like someone was tickling me.
That'd be her busy at work. Oh, and Billy has shown up too. A very smartly dressed young man, handsome, slicked back hair.
Billy?
Yes, Billy. He says to stick with what you believe in. It is the right path for you.
Oh, that may be challenging with Caroline.
Billy says to stick with it, even if others don't agree.
Oh, and I guess he's one of my guides, like Dorothy.
I need to tune in. No, it's more of a past life connection with Billy.
I'm not sure what I believe, Emerald.
They are communicating, whether you believe it or not.
I just don't know how it all works, yet it seems to. I'm so grateful for your support.
Don't thank me. Thank them. No one knows how it all works. We're not that evolved.
Anyway, I've done as you said, written down all the nudges.
Pleased to hear it.
You are extremely popular too. Look at the feedback on social media.
Oh, I don't really follow any of that.
Sorry about what they said about you in The Guardian, but you know what they're like. Though The Mirror and The Mail loved you.
I don't do what I do to be popular, Ballantyne. I do it to help those who need it.
I didn't mean to offend.
Oh, you haven't. Don't worry. The day I lose my spiritual connection is the day I change my job. Now, I have something else from Billy. He says, be yourself. Follow your heart now. Does that resonate with you?
Kind of.
Time to get ready for our next show.
Yes.
Please remember to keep listening to your guides. Even things that don't make an awful lot of sense. They often speak in riddles.
Kai and Ollie are with Dina in the fitting room.
I actually quite enjoyed reading the news.
Me too.
And we were both fab, in my opinion.
Glad we got briefed by Clayton, though. I was going to chip out with the pronunciation of the names this morning.
You did just fine.
Have you read the comments from the other day?
Well, not all of them yet. Lots of fire emojis.
Insane, isn't it?
Now, this is the costume outline for next week. I thought we could go even bolder with the colours.
I am officially in costume heaven.
And I'm in the bargain basement. I found these in a shop down in Brick Lane.
God, I'd wear this gear when I go out socially.
And why wouldn't you?
Speaking of going out, it is Friday. What are you doing this evening? Shall we get a drink?
I can't tonight. I'm actually going to the theatre.
What are you going to see?
Luck Be a Lady, down at the White Bear Theatre. It's a musical homage to Fred Astaire, Gene Kelly and Frank Sinatra.
Oh, sounds like a riot. So you, Ollie, are you game? We could hit the bars, maybe a club.
Well, love to, but I can't tonight.
Oh, maybe Ollie got herself a hot date. You did. Who is it?
Yes, Olivia. You never told me about a date.
Yeah, who is he? She? They?
It's a he.
So you aren't going to say, do I know him? Well, there aren't really any hot men on this show.
Duncan's kind of cute in a metrosexual way.
I don't think Duncan is taking Ollie out, is he?
No, not Duncan.
Well, it couldn't be Clayton.
No way! She'd have to be desperate.
No, and he's married.
Who then? Oh, God. Is it that guy who we met in the bar? What's his name?
You got a problem with that if it were?
No, Ollie. I could tell he liked you from the get-go. Now, Dina, he is smoking hot.
Ooh, so Ollie can update us with the dating ratings on Monday morning, eh?
Spike, that's his name.
It is just a drink, no big deal.
Oh, everything starts out with just a drink.
Yeah, and let's hope he doesn't spike your drink, Ollie.
Ha! We use that very same line, and I wouldn't put it past him.
I'm not an idiot. I'm having a drink, not being trafficked to the white slave trade.
Okay. Listen, I have to take the hem up on your dress, Ollie, so can you pop it on first? It's down in cubicle one over there.
Okay, Dina.
Kai, do you think we upset her? Maybe we overdid it a bit?
Nah, she's cool. It's him who's not.
You don't seem to like him much.
Not one little bit.
Oh, I'm sure she can handle it. Don't worry.
I know. You're right. Yet there's something about that Spike dude that's off.
She's coming back.
What do you think?
Wow, it's fabulous.
Oh, you're a knockout in that.
Cheers.
Sorry if I was a bit heavy. You know, we're like the godparents with you.
It's okay. I know it's because you care.
Yeah, we do.
I'm a big girl, just a drink. What harm can it be?
Friday evening, 25th of June, in a fashionable bar in Shoreditch, in London.
Well, here you go, one vodka tonic.
Thanks.
You're rocking that vintage thing. I see you.
Yeah, thank you. You like it then?
Very classy, little bougie.
Thank you.
Looks 40s?
Not sure, TBH. You're a bit of a dresser too.
I know how to throw a little something together.
Is that a Ferragamo belt?
Yeah, I'm busted.
So, what kind of music do you like? Sorry, that's kind of lame, isn't it?
Nah, it's all good. Music, art, poetry, whatever. I blend things wherever I'm at.
Where is at the moment?
I got this post-punk thing going on. Bit of rock, bit of 90s grunge. What kind of tunes do you like?
I listen to singer-songwriters a lot. Lana Del Rey, Ariana Grande, David Gray.
Awesome. I'm not really into the mainstream thing.
No, of course not.
What's your show? You knocked it out of the park.
Well, Kai and I, we just read the news.
Yeah, but the way you read the news, that makes the difference.
It is? Just reading from cue cards.
No. Look, you can mess it up, believe me.
Can you?
I listen to a lot of audio. If the speaker's not on point, has a jarring voice, I just fade out.
Ah, I see. Have not thought about it like that.
Now you have a soothing voice.
I do think Kai comes off a lot more confident and self-assured.
Yeah, she got that assertive thing going on, but she's not soothing.
Well, it is good to be different, isn't it?
It's gonna be great. You both slay. But you got that edge, though, like I said.
If you say so.
I do, Ollie. I do.
Well, thank you. What do you think of the rest of the show?
Valentine Geezer? Got a cool vibe.
Mum and I love him. What do you think of Emerald?
She got something going on, for sure.
People went nuts over her, and she speaks a lot of common sense.
Yeah, she got an inside line upstairs. Yeah, I sure wish I had a team upstairs to help out.
Something up? You need inspiration?
Nah, I'm good with that. It just kind of flows, you know? It's the marketing that I need to crack.
Takes time to get that right. I know Caroline Duncan and the team work on that full time.
Yeah, no sweat. And I got other gigs going on.
Yeah, it is all about meeting the right people.
Yeah, now my grandpa used to say, you meet people for a reason, a season, or a lifetime.
Oh, that's beautiful. I believe that too.
You see? No coincidence I met you.
Deepak Chopra calls random meetings synchro destiny.
100% destiny. Look, I got us a table somewhere to eat if you're hungry.
A little.
Local spot, Burmese. You ever had Burmese?
Never. Sounds amazing.
Yeah, we can walk from here.
I walk everywhere, or cycle. Don't bother with the tube much anymore.
That's why you're so fit looking. Let's get out of here. This place is beat.
Rise and Shine Studios, June 26th. Clayton, Duncan and Caroline, a briefing about media responses to the show launch.
Worked, Duncan.
That seems so. The feedback is mostly complimentary.
Good that we did all that PR before the launch day.
Yes, the right strategic move.
We need to congratulate the team.
Already done. And the team has already identified some new marketing angles.
Excellent. Oh, and did you manage to book lunch with Amanda, by the way?
Yes, at 1 o'clock on Thursday week.
Thank you again, you are an angel.
Lucifer was an angel too.
Clayton didn't see you walk in.
I didn't know there was a hierarchy among angels.
Sure is. Read the Bible, and we've some fallen angels in Westminster too.
Ugh, I'm utterly lost now.
Read this.
Pressure builds for Matt Hancock to resign.
I thought Boris Dubai pardoned him.
I reckon he'll be forced to resign by this weekend. That story will hit Monday's show headline.
That's a scoop.
Well, I was thinking of getting one of the cameramen to head down to the march this afternoon.
What march?
The Freedom March. Over a million people are expected to turn up.
Really? It'll be anti-vaxxers, Extinction Rebellioners, waving placards, just a grungy lot of misfits.
We don't know that for sure, unless we see for ourselves.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Oh, the agency can fill us in.
Caroline, Clayton, if we agree to the briefing for Monday, I'm going to push off and begin the weekend.
So, the Hancock story. Check with the agency about the march. We have an angle on the Harry and Meghan story. Oh, and maybe some COVID stuff.
And just make sure you run it all by Preeta too.
Yeah, I'll get all the copies sanitised for rogue acts of semantic terror.
Clayton, we're going to have to live with this and get with the times.
By we, you mean me.
Yes, Clayton, you. It's a question of adapting.
Sounds more like compromise to me.
So, Emerald and Ballantine are on point. Ballantine's on location next week.
Yeah. No, about Emerald. She's more popular than I thought she would be.
She was a risk, but I had a feeling she'd work out.
You nailed it.
Well, call it sixth sense.
In this business, you have to trust your gut. Sometimes, nothing else stacks up.
On that, we're in complete agreement.
We're in the money, we're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money, the sky is sunny.